have Greg Inman here from CUNA, the CUNA Operations Sales and Services Council. You are the chairman.
That's right.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I'm sure your schedule is just crazy, so thanks for taking time out.
It's my pleasure.
To chat. Hey, now tell me about the CUNA Operations Sales and Services Council. What's that one all about?
Well, that is a community of basically 1,000 credit union professionals from the operations, sales, and service initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who has that type of discipline in the organization, they can be a part of the Ops Council.
Okay.
We call it Ops for short.
Okay.
So they can be a part of the Ops Council. And with operations covering so many parts of the credit union, it's literally everything.
Yeah. I bet. I mean, when you guys have your conference, what we'll talk about here in a little bit, I can imagine the breakout sessions run the gamut. From you know more about that than I do.
They really do. It's interesting because we try to cover as much as we can from a back office perspective, but also from a front office.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's sales and service, we have a lot of our attendees and a lot of our members are branch managers, sales managers, regional managers, all the way up to the COOs, and then sometimes even CEOs will join our conference as well. Because it's a little bit of something that appeals to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we do something very unique with ours. We also co-locate our conference every year with the Technology Council.
Oh, good idea.
So our attendees, when they come, have the opportunity to participate in the technology sessions as well as the ops sessions. Because so much of our part of the business depends on the technology to run the business.
I was just thinking the same thing. They kind of go hand in hand.
They do.
Okay. So now, let's step back a little bit, look at the bigger picture. How do the Ops Council members, how do they benefit? I mean, what do they get out of it, so to speak? I mean, because there's a lot of information here.
There is, and we're a lot more than just a conference. You know, it's throughout the year we have virtual roundtables, which are like webinars, if you will, where our participants can dial in and have learning events that way.
Mm-hmm.
We have a certain number of white papers that we produce every year, as well as cross-council initiatives. One of the things that we try to make sure we're doing is also providing an opportunity for our council members to participate in things with other councils, just like we do with the conference when we co-locate that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really nice benefit there. Then, of course, there is the conference, but then there's something called the Council's Community, which is a powerful way that all of our members can stay in touch with one another on a daily basis throughout the year.
Okay.
To share ideas, to ask for advice from others, ways that they can share information that's in the library, so they don't have to necessarily reinvent the wheel, so to speak.
Right. And there's so many changes going on right now. We talk in technology all the time, but in operations, I could imagine the changes that are going, because everything is so rapidly paced today, and in the operations side, my gosh, the changes must be just as rapid as the technology side.
It's incredible. I use the saying, it's like trying to drink from a fire hose.
I bet, yes.
Because it's coming at you that much.
Oh,
so, and because we touch so many parts of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everything from payments to lending, to general account opening processes for our members, and then the protecting of their identity as they're doing so, all the things that tie in with the various other parts. And then it gets interesting. There's always those discussions still about, what's your dress code policies? You know, do you allow tattoos in the workplace? And I mean, we literally cover everything, so it gets rather interesting.
There seems like a lot of crossover. Like we talked about the technology, and now there's crossover with lending, there's probably crossover with HR. There's so much. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I mean, let's talk about the conference. I mean, what are some of the takeaways that when they go to your conference later this year, what are some of the takeaways that they'll get?
It's interesting because our team puts a lot of effort in building a good agenda, one that's got relevant topics of interest.
Yeah.
And how we build those is we ask our participants every year to tell us what are the topics that you want to hear about, what kind of things are of importance to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the lineup of topics, they're still working on those for this year's conference. Our conference isn't until later in the year, but the topics are always relevant, hot topics that we're concerned with. The other thing is that at the conference, it's always number one is the networking.
Yeah.
Every time we survey our attendees, they tell us, man, the opportunity to network with peers, to share ideas, to get feedback from others, they always see that as very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like coming here. I mean, I keep calling it the big family reunion, because everyone kind of comes here and says, oh, this is what you look like, or it's nice to finally see you, or it's nice to meet you in person. There's nothing better than that face-to-face meeting. Even though we live in this digital world, the face-to-face meeting is so important. It sounds like what your conference is all about, and getting caught up on everything, and wow, what are you guys doing at your credit union? Maybe we can implement that at our credit union, type of thing.
And it's interesting, you can also follow each other's careers.
Yeah.
You know, as different ones have gotten promoted from branch manager to maybe an operations manager to possibly a COO. There, you can sort of watch that career progression with all of your peers.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun that way. All right, last question here. How do you see 2016 shaping up in this area, in the ops area?
2016, we're on target for our best year yet, and it's really interesting. We're the one council that, since our inception, has had year-over-year growth.
Really?
Oh, cool. And we're also the fastest-growing council that there is. Mm-hmm. So everyone likes to be proud of theirs, and my peers in the other councils know that I'm always going to take a jab and say, hey, the ops council is the number one council.
Yeah. All right. I love to hear that. And it's also great that people, like you said, can network and share ideas on a daily basis with the forums and things like that. That's really a fantastic resource.
The council's community that I mentioned earlier is something that ties everyone together. And there's one other thing that we're going to do this year that's a first time. Is it's an invitation-only COO forum. We are having that this spring, and it's an opportunity for COOs to come together in an intimate setting, if you will, with a small group and share ideas rather than in a larger conference-type setting. So that's our first year to do that. That's an invitation only. Right. So there's quite a few of our COOs out there that have been getting those invitations.
Oh, right on. Well, I'm sure it'll be a success, big time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, Greg. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. This is really important stuff. So I hope more folks join in and collaborate, because that's what makes our industry great, because we can share.
Yes, we can. It's wonderful.
It is. All right, Greg.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a great